Schools have historically been off-limits for immigration enforcement. But all of that changed with President Trump. He quickly got rid of a decades-old policy that prevented agents from arresting migrants without legal status in sensitive places like schools, hospitals, and churches. Now, those locations are fair game to make arrests. There's no evidence ICE agents have gone into schools yet, but the prospect has sent shockwaves through some communities, as NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
In the days after President Donald Trump's inauguration, as rumors of immigration raids in Chicago started to pick up, Roy, a second-grade public school teacher in the city, says he noticed a shift.
Our attendance was pretty bad across the city, right? There were like 50 to 80% attendance. And a lot of parents were like, oh, they are sick.
Sure, he says, kids get sick. But about half of Roy's students are immigrants or children of immigrant parents. Many recently arrived, some without legal status. He suspected they were scared of exposing themselves to potential deportation, which is why Roy has asked that NPR withhold his last name and the name of his school. He says when attendance dipped, he sent an email to parents reminding them that Chicago is a sanctuary city, meaning local law enforcement are prohibited from cooperating with federal immigration enforcement. The next day, he says, most of the kids were back in class, but they were scared.
So one of my students who's from Honduras was like, well, Trump won yesterday. You know what that means. He's like, if you're from Venezuela, you're going back to Venezuela. If you're from Honduras, you're going to go back to Honduras. So I say, hey, we're not going to let them take you.
But how do you explain the complexities of immigration law to a six-year-old, he asks. Teachers don't actually have the power to stop any federal immigration agent who has a warrant. The Trump administration is sending mixed messages about schools. On the one hand, the new mandate says they are no longer off limits. But during a televised immigration raid in Chicago, border czar Tom Homan told TV personality Dr. Phil that ICE isn't going into schools.
Are you going into schools and arresting children at schools?
No.
Is anything like that happening?
No, sir.
Some states have indicated they will do all they can to support President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration, even in schools. Tennessee recently passed a series of anti-immigration measures, including a bill that would make it a felony for any local official to maintain sanctuary policies. And recently, the Oklahoma State Board of Education unanimously advanced a rule to request proof of citizenship or immigration status from families when they enroll their children in public schools. Here's Oklahoma Superintendent Ryan Walters on ABC affiliate KOCO.
We've got to know where the illegal immigrants are, what schools, what districts. And again, we have to make decisions on allocating resources. We have to make decisions as a state on how we're going to deal with those problems.
The rule still must be approved by the Oklahoma State Legislature and the governor. But in the meantime, for immigrant parents with uncertain legal status, everyday life has changed. A mom who works in hospitality in Chicago asked that we only use her first initial. Why? Because she worries about getting deported. Y has temporary protection from deportation after alleging employer exploitation. Just in case, her family now has a plan. We check in every 5 hours, she says. If someone doesn't show up, start checking the immigration detention website. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.